from Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1993. These are the Ham Nation headlines for Wednesday, January 13th, 2016. The new year finds Tintec with a new owner again.
The assets of the company, founded in 1968, have been sold to Ohio-based Dishtronics, according to recent news reports. Although final details have yet to be disclosed, and neither company has formally announced the purchase, Dishtronics owner Stephen M. Dishop, N8WFF, acknowledged the deal on the ARRL website. Dishop tells the ARRL that his vision for the business is, quote, strictly long-term, end quote. And he reaffirmed his 17-year-old company's commitment to its continued financial stability despite what he called, quote, some tough decisions, end quote. Toward that end, Dishtronics has contracted with former Tintec engineering manager John Henry, KI4JPL, and initiated new service policies and related pricing. Dishop said Tintec's service department had been operating at a loss. Tintec's asset sale is the latest for the beleaguered company, which began as the manufacturer of transceivers for QRP users. Last April, RKR Designs of Colorado announced it had purchased Tintec's assets along with those of Alpha Amplifiers from RF Concepts. The two lines had been merged less than a year earlier in yet another asset sale.
Skeeter Nash, N5ASH, reporting. Dishtronics has a variety of products in development and plans to introduce a new legal limit solid-state amplifier in May at the Dayton Hamvention. The well-publicized de-expedition of Polish amateur DOM 3Z9DX is still on, but you'll have to wait a little bit longer for it to happen.
DOM rocked the airwaves in late December with an unannounced on-air demonstration from North Korea, which was a big success, despite problematic solar conditions. Even with little fanfare announcing his presence, he managed to make almost 800 contacts, most of them in Asia. When he departed North Korea to celebrate the holidays back home in Poland, he announced a hopeful return in February to get back on the air. His plans have since changed. He recently told DX World that he will now wait until late summer before launching his long-awaited de-expedition as P5. His goal, he says, is to find a location that will provide quieter operating conditions. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
So, good things come to those who wait. Your NOAA Weather Radio is about to get a new voice. Bobby Best, WX4ALA, picks up the story.
NOAA Weather Radio was about to deploy its first upgrade in 15 years of the system that produces its broadcast programs. And that upgrade will change the voice listeners hear delivering observations, warnings, watches, and forecasts. A number of Weather Service offices, including the ones in Greenville, Spartanburg, South Carolina, will be involved in an operational test and evaluation period following the launch this month. NOAA hopes the new voice, generated by a new computer system, weathers the flood of feedback it expects during this period, which is likely to last several months. If all goes well, the new system will have a nationwide rollout later in the year on all transmitters.
Don Siebert, N2MOO, Vice President of the Sierra Nevada Amateur Radio Society, was injured in a motor vehicle crash on New Year's Day and remains hospitalized in Reno, Nevada.
Reports on the Nevada Amateur Radio Newswire website indicate that Siebert's condition was being assessed by doctors following surgery. The report said the accident occurred after a woman turned into the path of his vehicle after failing to heed a traffic signal. Siebert had begun his third consecutive term as club vice president on the day the accident happened. Siebert is considered one of the principal architects creating the DMR system for the Sierra Nevada Club. According to the Sierra Nevada website, the former truck driver retired from his profession after being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. The website said that a GoFundMe account has been set up to defray his medical expenses following the accident.
Our best wishes for a speedy recovery. And that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline, your independent source for amateur radio news for over 37 years and counting at www.arnewsline.org. With Skeeter Nash, N5ASH, Graham Kemp, VK4BB, Bobby Best, WX4ALA, Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wellbanks, AE5DW73. We'll see you next time here on Ham Nation.